Let me wind you back again to your first game for Gloucester against Glamorgan Wanderers.
Yeah.
You mentioned. You scored a try in that.
I do, yeah, I remember that, yeah. I can't remember.
Talk us through it.
I can't even remember it. I can remember scoring. I can see the other score in that game. I'm sure you guys would know. To be honest, I think, look, I can't remember what happened that day, but I don't know. I think I just had a knack to be in the right position at the right time, and I think the fitness must have helped as well. But, you know, I think you guys will be able to tell me, but I'm sure, you know, I scored sort of 10 or 12, 15 tries a season. I nearly had a hat-trick one day, and I know no hooker had a hat-trick at the time for Gloucester, so I was sort of targeting that as well, especially when I was captain on the day, and then I'd make sure I had the ball. But I can't remember the try, to be honest. I don't know if you guys can.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to remember them all, because according to our records, you scored 37 tries for Gloucester. But which ones stand out?
One at Bath. We played Bath at Kingsham. Anything against Bath's going to stand out, because we didn't like them at all, did we? But though, I can remember, I'm not sure if it was a league game. It may be the same game as where Cooch got sent off, because Lloyd Gardner was scrum off on the day, I think. And I think Morrison, the second row, hacked the ball back, and I had a sort of a chase. It wasn't nothing too far, but he kicked actually backwards over his own try line. And I raced with Adebayo, and I beat him to the touchdown. So I was quite pleased with that one. I can certainly say that. And I think that went on to win the game. And I think I've got it somewhere on an old video somewhere, but I didn't want to watch the game for too long, because it was a lot slower in them days than what it is now. So that, you know, anything against Bath, that was always a great achievement. Probably that would be the one, because you'll say it's beating Bath. But you know, especially having to chase with Addy to get back, and actually I got the touchdown, and it did go on to win the game, I think.
Who were your favourite props? Who would you choose to have on the side of you?
I mean, to be fair, when I first came in, Malcolm again was the sort of guy, like, you know, he'd not long got his cap.
I think he was captain in your first season.
That's right. Well, he obviously backed me and got me in the squad as well. So things with Malcolm, he was a great footballer, but he was never the best scrummager. But at the same time, I think that benefited me in the way of being able to do what I was able to do, because it was a lot harder having Malcolm as my loose head prop. You know, they were all talking about Pete Jones, and Jonah was a good boy. But with Malcolm, he had the whole package. Probably the worst part of his game probably was his scrummaging. Now, I think he did originally come from a second row as well, a bit like Deeks. And then Pascal, again, that they were all talking, should it be, you know, there's so many times they were going to swap it around and put Jonah in and Dino, Bob Phillips, up front. But even with Pascal, you know, the boy who came in from Kent, he was a gentle giant, but whatever I asked him to do, he was that powerful, he could do it. Mm. So, I mean, having both of them with me was great. I mean, but then sometimes it was a nice little pleasure to be stuck between Bob Phillips and Jonah, because, well, you were going to get looked after, one thing, because he loved a bit of the play. And but no, we had some great scrimmage sessions, you know, when we did some live sessions. We had some great times, and I can also remember going down there, I'm sure you guys remember, when we went to, when England come on their way through to go and play Wales. We had a scrum session against England on the Friday night, I think, or Thursday night, maybe on a Wednesday night. Teague was playing for Wales. I can remember there'd been about 300 people on the tump, and Dick Best was actually script, like the referee, trying to go all get it. And went up in here, I think, I'm sure Jonah smacked probing, and Mike came out of the tunnel, there's a massive cheer, and then the England lot come out, there's a big boo, and then there must have been 300 people on the tump watching, and we did rip into him big time. I don't think Malcolm was there then, so I think it was just Jonah and Dino, and we put him back in our seats quite a few times. The only thing what was happening was then the referee could decide on the hit, so it was Dick Best was sort of holding us up and letting them get the early hit on, because he knew they were struggling. But the times, Roger Utley was there as well, the times it got split up, because it just dusted up and there was punches being thrown and everything. So it was I think they certainly needed the warm up before the Wales game, because I think they had a bit of a rough time there the year before. So That certainly sticks. That one does. Yeah.
Now, what opposing front row players, shall we say, made a big impression on you?
When I played that game against Australia, I think we were 12-6 down at half time, and I can remember then they kicked into second gear. They must have gone into a change, had a right rollicking, and they had their full test side out, and I hooked against that Tom Lawton, and I can remember trying to take him down in the scrum, and he just laughed at me. And but he was about a 22 stone. He was bigger than his two props. So he was one of the best players I played against. And I'd also say Del Masso, the French guy. He was a good, strong, hard player as well. To be honest with you, I mean, people say Graham Dawe was always going to be, because me and him used to battle all the time and fight all the time, which, you know, I don't think any of the English guys I ever came out second best against. That's my own personal opinion. That's why I think I was there or thereabouts for the years I were. But at the same time, I wasn't in with the right people. That's my thought. But I mean, Dawes, he was always a battle. I can remember one game, I think I was actually playing for Wasps at the time. I think I'd not long left Gloucester, and I had an injury at work, and I hurt the back of my ankle. I went to the game. I sat in a restaurant prior to the game, I had a pint of Guinness, and I'm having some food, and Steve Jomo and Fielder Glam will walk by the window. So, what are you doing, Danny? I said, yeah, I'll see you later. Pretending I was still playing. Of course, they've gone in, got into Dawes. He said, look, Dawes up there, he's going to be taking a piss. He's got a pint of Guinness in front of him, and he's having a meal just before the game. But what happened, got to the game, I stood outside the change rooms, and Nigel Starmer-Smith walked by. He was obviously BBC Two, it was a Rugby Special, yeah. Wasn't it? He said, Danny, you're not playing. I think Gloucester had a home game as well. He said, Danny, you're not playing. I said, no. I said, I've had this injury at work. So, well, we might as well just take this camera straight down to Gloucester. It's not even worth watching this game, because I'm not going to get any entertainment because of you and Dawsey. So, but yeah, he said, we might as well take these cameras down to Kingsham. And that was a true story, that. So, but he was a Dawsey was always going to get in your face, but like I said, it didn't faze me. So, and again, when I took the ones against Brian Moore. But the one game going again with that Brian Morrison was the one we lost where we were on for the double, weren't we, at Kings?
I was just going to ask you about that.
That was gut wrenching. I think the boys had put a lot into everything, and they were even talking about changing their team for the final, but because we'd got them all year, losing down there, that, I remember it was his last game for Nottingham as well. Then he was going to go to Harlequins, and then just goes to show what was going on there. He was going to Harlequins, and John Oval was then going to Northampton, so it was all rigged up. I'm trying to think of the name of the referee. He never gave us anything at all at Gloucester. It will come to me. I can see him now. White-headed guy.
Quinton?
Yes, Roger Quinton.
It was Roger Quinton. Yeah.
And I remember walking off the pitch calling him a cheating bastard, because I think that's all he was, to be honest. And there's another time he reffed. We played Leicester at home, and Tim had a nightmare with the boot, and he didn't give us anything. We never had one kick or goal with a penalty. We scored all the tries in the corners, and we ended up beating them 28-0.
Malcolm and I were there.
Yeah, do you remember that game?
7 tries to 0.
That's right.
Not a single kick went over.
I remember that as well. Yeah. And he was a ref. He was a ref that day.
Yeah.
The only chance we had was obviously to score tries, and that's what we did.
Yeah, that was the 89-90 season, I think.
Was that when that was?
Yeah.
Just one thing, you've always got your records. Did I have 6 years at Gloucester or five? I always thought it was six.
I
joined in 1886. I'm sure I did.
Yes, you played your first game in September 86.
I was right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I was. And I thought it was six there.
Yeah, and you started playing for Wasps in 92-3.
Ah, no, right. I thought it was 6 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I was just wondering how long it actually did go on.
Yeah. You had a good season, actually, that 89-90 season. You got 13 tries.
How many games did I actually have in total?
You had 30 games in that season. In total, I think it's 151.
Right.
Plus five as a replacement, I think. Yeah. So. Yeah,
156
in all.
Stats are well up together then. Oh, that's interesting to know.
Oh, we've been keeping our eye on you.